My guest at this time is Bill Donahue. He's president of the Catholic League. He joins me now to talk about the news that 43 different Catholic dioceses and other institutions are suing the Obama administration over its earlier mandate from this year, stating that either employers or insurance companies had to fully cover contraceptives for employees. The Catholic Church and the Catholic institutions, among many others in this country, have cited this as a violation of religious freedom. And Mr. Donahue, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure to be with you.
Now, your organization is not one of the 43, but I'm sure you've been in discussions with many of the leaders whose organizations are involved with this lawsuit. Is this basically about their vision of the Obama administration taking away religious liberties? What is the main issue here?
Well, there's basically two main issues, and I'm glad you put it that way so it's easy for people to understand. And yes, I have been in discussions with Cardinal Dolan and many other people who have been, in fact, in party to this lawsuit. There's two major issues. Number one, that is the right of the executive branch of the federal government to redefine, for the purposes of qualifying for a religious exemption, what a religious institution is. What the Obama administration has done, and I don't know enough people know about this, this is unprecedented in American history. The federal government has redefined a religious entity as that which hires and serves people almost exclusively of its own faith. In other words, right now, almost all Catholic colleges, universities, social service agencies, welfare institutions, foster care programs, hospitals are not considered to be Catholic, therefore they don't qualify for a religious exemption. If they were to discriminate against people who are not Catholic and hold up signs in the hospitals saying only Catholics admitted, that would pass muster with the Obama administration, qualifying you as a religious institution, and therefore you're exempt from their mandate. That's point number one. Point number two is the right of the federal government to dictate to Catholic institutions that are nonprofits that you have to pay, albeit in your insurance premium, you're still paying for it, for morally objectionable services. Catholics do not want to have to pay in their health care plans for abortion-inducing drugs. And the Obama administration says, no, we want you to do that. So those would be, in capsule form, the two central complaints.
And so the clarification that the administration rolled out a number of months ago, that if the employer had a religious objection to this mandate, then the insurance company would pick it up. He says at no additional cost. You're not buying that, it sounds like.
Well, no. I'll give you a perfect example. We at the Catholic League have as our insurance carrier Christian Brothers. It's a Catholic health care plan. They get the money to pay for the premium for our health care plan from the employees and from the Catholic League itself. So this is a shell game. They're just simply moving the coins around the table. Obviously, the insurance company has to get its money from someplace. Where else does it get its money from except for the institution and the employees which it's covering? So that was really almost insulting to think that that's what a so-called accommodation is. It didn't resolve anything, and they know it.
And when it comes to your first point, when you're looking at the diocese themselves or the charities or the hospitals, what percentage of those normally considered Catholic institutions don't meet the administration criteria for qualifying for the exemption?
Almost all of them. Outside of your local parish or something of that nature, none of them would qualify. I'll give you a perfect example. I used to teach in a Catholic elementary school a number of years ago in Spanish Harlem. Many of the students were black. They were Protestant. We didn't care. The parents didn't care. They wanted their kids in a Catholic school for all kinds of reasons. Now they wouldn't qualify as a Catholic entity. The same thing with the hospitals. I mean, it's stunning to me. It would seem to me that one of the great strengths of the Catholic institutions over the course of a couple hundred years in this country is that we, in fact, do not discriminate against people in the schools, in the social service agencies, in reaching out to the poor, in the hospitals and other health care facilities, because we want to treat everybody equally, as if everybody were Catholic. The word Catholic means universal. And now we're being penalized by this, by the Obama administration. And here's what listeners have to understand. We track this at the Catholic League. I went back to find out who came up with this strange idea of a religious institution that you hire and service people of your own faith. You can get your answer going back to 2000 in California when the ACLU, came up with this idea in implementing a law in California to help writing to a law on contraception in California. And now we see, fast forward to 2012, they picked up on their friends from the ACLU and the Obama administration, and they're using this as the template. Well, the whole thing is backfired because Catholics are not going to put up with it. We're not going to sit here and have our First Amendment rights truncated by the Obama administration or any administration.
It's obvious that you and these other organizations believe you're in the right and you feel you have a strong case here. If, however, the rule is upheld, what will be the outcome for these institutions who would obviously have to change by accepting something they clearly believe is morally incorrect and so forth?
Well, there's a couple of steps here, and that's a good question. Number one, the Supreme Court will rule in June, sometime in June, as to whether or not Obamacare is constitutional. If it rules that it's not constitutional, then certainly the objection we have about having to pay for abortion-inducing drugs wouldn't be on the table. But if the other concern we have about the federal government trying to redefine a religious institution, that would still be operative. So let's assume right now that we don't get the Obamacare gutted altogether. The Supreme Court didn't reach this question. When they heard oral arguments, they didn't reach this question about can the Obama administration tell Catholic institutions what to do, because that HHS edict didn't come out until after the Supreme Court agreed to hear the case. So then this is why you have the diocese and the other religious institutions suing, because we're just sending out a message. Independent of what happens with the Supreme Court, especially if we were to lose even partly, we wanted the Supreme Court ultimately to rule on this question, which is the right of the federal government to tell Catholic institutions what services it has to purchase. Let's assume, to get you right to your question, I don't want to dodge it. Let's assume, worst case scenario, we lose the Supreme Court ultimately on this whole question, not just next month, but eventually on the religious exemption question. At that point, it seems to me, what we're going to have is, first of all, civil disobedience. Catholics will be in the streets, nonviolent protests, a la Martin Luther King. They've already said that this is on the table. This is not a hypothetical. And beyond that, we would, in fact, close down the Catholic hospitals and disservice everybody else because of what the Obama administration is doing. We have over 600 Catholic hospitals in this country. Cardinal George out of Chicago has said, we have about 2 years left to service people, non-Catholics as well as Catholics, before we close every single door. We are not going to provide abortions just because the Obama administration thinks they can dictate it to us. So we're at a very serious level.
We're talking with Bill Donahue, president of the Catholic League. And in our last couple of minutes here, Mr. Donahue, as you well know, supporters of the president's policy have said that your objections, in their estimation, are more about the church's opposition to contraceptives than about the religious freedom issue. How do you rebut them?
I've been in many conversations with bishops and others about this subject, and nothing comes up except the First Amendment issue. I mean, so I don't know where they're coming up with this idea. They're entitled to believe whatever they want to believe. I've been involved in the discussions. I know the principles involved. It is a First Amendment issue. Quite frankly, Cardinal Dolan said, we didn't pick this fight, and we certainly didn't pick it during an election year. My guess is, and that's all it is that the Catholics who are giving the advice to President Obama are clueless. That is to say, they're not practicing Catholics. They don't have their pulse on the Catholic community. They don't know that today's crop of bishops are entirely different than was true even 5 and 10 years ago, and that Cardinal Dolan is the head of the bishops' conference, is a strong guy, and he's very courageous. I think they totally underestimated the Catholic reaction to this issue, and now they're stuck. But they're stuck at their own creation.
And it's not just Catholics. You have a lot of evangelical support here, too, correct?
Oh, we're getting support from evangelicals, from Jews, from Mormons, Protestants of all stripes. And that's because they know they're next. They know they're next. That's why this is, first and foremost, a religious liberty issue. I mean, they're trying to sell it as if it's contraception, picking out the least offensive of the items involved here. The number one issue is the First Amendment, and then when you get into these other questions, and I want the listeners to understand this, it's not just contraception, it's sterilization and, the big and, abortion-inducing drugs. Why would they go there, so to speak? Because the next step is to require the hospitals to provide for abortions. Get the nose of the camel in the tent now. If we don't complain, say, listen, hey, to the judge, they didn't mind it when we had to make them pay for abortion-inducing drugs for the abortifacients, so what's the difference here now? So you see, there's a lot at stake. We know what the Obama administration is doing. They gambled and they lost.
We'll certainly be tracking it as the fight continues. Bill, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Bill Donahue is president of the Catholic League. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.